Hurricane Florence caused an environmental disaster in southeastern North Carolina. The devastation includes water contamination from hog lagoons, coal ash, and inundated wastewater systems. Michael Regan is the secretary of the Department of Environmental Quality. He spoke with WUNC's Jason DeBruin about the extent of the damage.
Water contamination after a major hurricane is always a concern. Department of Environmental Quality specialists have been out on the water. What have you seen?
You know, what we've seen is a lot of devastation to many of our citizens here in North Carolina. Water quality has been and remains a very important and top priority. So what we've been doing where the environment is conducive, we've been out, we've been sampling the water, we've been testing, and we've been advising folks in the areas that we believe there is impact that they have their water tested, especially if they are on well water.
Environmental groups had argued that they were out on the water before state regulators and argued that, therefore, the tests that you all take are going to show some significant dilution because you weren't out there on time. How would you respond?
You know, I would first and foremost say that as a secretary for the Department of Environmental Quality, our staff safety comes first. The governor, the Department of Public Safety, the Highway Patrol, the National Guard, there were a number of agencies that advised that people stay out of the water, off the road. And so we did not want our staff to be another rescue. We did not want to put our staff into harm's way. I can't speak to organizations that choose to risk safety, but what I can say is that we have been out. We have been doing sampling. As a matter of fact, we're doing continuous sampling. I know that some groups have been out and have done grab samples or have been able to get a sample or two here and there. We've been out. We're going to do continuous sampling. We've sampled upstream, downstream, on site in multiple locations, and our analysis will render a judgment that we believe will be more accurate as to what level of pollution has impacted our water.
Let's say there has been pollution, specifically coal ash pollution, near Duke Energy plants. What are some repercussions that Duke Energy might face?
Well, you know, we're waiting to see what the analysis bears out. And based on what that analysis says, there are restrictions in the permits that they have to abide by. And so once we get the analysis and understands what the impact of the water quality may be, it will be at that point that we can render judgment and determine what that penalty should be.
Are there any specific geographies that should be, say, on high alert that their water is potentially contaminated?
The areas that are in close proximity to some of the wastewater treatment facilities that have gone offline or have been partially offline, we've put out swim advisories or water quality advisories in those areas. You know, obviously, for those who are living near a coal ash pond or near hog lagoons, there is a certain level of nervousness and a heightened alert. And what I can assure folks are is the Department of Environmental Quality is doing the water quality sampling and testing, and we will be able to provide data on the level of pollution, if any, in those impacted areas within the next day or so.
This also seems to be an environmental justice issue in some ways. Some of these ash basins, hog lagoons, wastewater treatment centers tend to be near to low-income areas. What can the state or state regulators do to protect these people who are sometimes most vulnerable?
You know, I think that's a big concern. Number one, the general public is a big concern at this moment because so many people have been impacted. And to your point, that many of these facilities are located near and disproportionately impact certain communities. When we think about how we move forward as a state, when we think about the damage that has been done to the infrastructure of hog lagoons, coal ash ponds, wastewater treatment facilities, I think the focus should be on resiliency. These storms are trending, and we cannot pretend that this may not happen again. So as we think about repairing structures, we need to think about how do we repair these structures and or if some of these structures should remain in the path of these 500-year floodplains. We have to begin thinking about planning for the future in a way where we're not repeating the same mistakes time and time again.
We've talked a lot about water quality, but certainly flooding wasn't restricted just to waterways. Are there other environmental concerns potentially to soil or other areas?
We are working with the Environmental Protection Agency to take a look at some of these Superfund sites, underground storage tank facilities. Yes, water quality is a major concern, but as the floodwaters recede and as we take a cumulative look at the environmental damage that has been done, we're also wanting to be laser focused on what has been left in our soils and our sediment. And we have many of our staff already focused on that. In areas where water has receded, we're out testing, and we have a watchful eye in the areas where we anticipate that there may be some of those damages where the water has yet to recede.
Secretary Regan, thanks for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.